This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Monday, calling him a sick and depraved man who is now dead. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The House is planning a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, which has the White House crying foul. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the resolution will set procedures for the impeachment inquiry and affirm the ongoing existing investigation. The White House has said it's not cooperating because the investigation is not valid without a House vote, which Pelosi hopes to counter. The president's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says whatever evidence already gathered is completely and irreversibly illegitimate. She says the decision to hold a floor vote this week shows that Democrats were conducting an unauthorized proceeding, collecting shady closed-door depositions that denied the president his due process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on his timing. Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on a text for the Phase 1 trade agreement announced by President Trump. This is VOA News. The European Union is giving Britain an extension to get a Brexit deal done, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The driver of a truck in which 39 people were found dead appeared in a British court via video link Monday. He's charged with manslaughter and people trafficking charges. The discovery of the bodies is shining a spotlight on the illicit global trade in people, which sends the world's poor on perilous journeys to the West. California's governor has declared a state of emergency because of the wildfires ravaging parts of northern and southern California. AP's Rita Foley has that story.
California is a tinderbox, says Cal Fire. Most counties are under red flag warnings for high fire danger. And wind gusts higher than 102 miles per hour are fanning the flames. They've been fighting wildfires north of San Francisco and in Los Angeles neighborhoods. Thousands have been told to run for their lives. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has a message for them.
Do not wait. Do not think that you can fight this. Do not get your own hoses out. Do not fight this fire. Leave it to the professionals.
I'm Rita Foley.
An icon of American politics has died. AP's Matt Small has more on the life of former Congressman John Conyers.
The Michigan Democrat was the longest-serving African-American member of Congress and founder of the Black Caucus. Detroit police say the 90-year-old appears to have passed away due to natural causes at his home yesterday. The Reverend Jesse Jackson says there'd be no federal holiday honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. without Conyers, who fought for 15 years to secure the designation. The lawmaker's legacy was smeared in 2017 following allegations that he sexually harassed female staffers, accusations Conyers denied. But he eventually stepped down after a nearly 53-year career in the House, citing health reasons. Matt Small, Washington.
Afghan officials say Afghan and Pakistani forces engaged in cross-border clashes for a second day Monday. The latest violence came hours after Pakistani mortar and rocket fire killed three Afghan women in eastern Kunar province. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.